When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now back to On the Block with Strick and Austin on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back into On the Block. Austin Norman, Eric Strickland with you, joined now by Jay Foreman. Jay, welcome into On the Block in studio for the first time in a while.
Yeah, man. We were up in Omaha at the Blur events. It was great. It's always great. Last 4 days we were up there, so including last Friday.
That's a fact.
It's true. Couple things to get to with you here in the crossover, Jay. First of all, on stream, Augie says, disgraceful. Stricky deserves his jersey hanging there more than Terrence Shannon Jr. ever does. Terrence Shannon Jr.'s jersey being retired at Illinois. Do you agree or disagree?
That quick? I mean, I think he was a great player. I think it's awful quick, though. Mm. I mean, I think that I don't know what the reason. I mean, he didn't even graduate. He just declared for the draft.
So, he spent more time at Texas Tech than at Illinois.
Yeah, it's an interesting move. I'm sure it has to do with a little bit of what was the potential legal trouble, which obviously worked out in his favor and rightfully so. I mean, it's an unfortunate situation that his name got dragged in for no reason. Mm-hmm. And you know what?
But didn't that happen with like Areza with the Bills too?
Yeah, but not to that extent.
Gotcha.
But I just think with him, you know, he's obviously didn't do anything wrong, and now he's trying to get drafted. So maybe that's the reason why. It's just off. I mean, just think of the Kendall Gills, all those guys that have been there that potentially don't have their jerseys.
Gill
up there.
Is there.
Yeah, Gill is there.
He's in there.
But there's a lot of good players that they've had. Even my man, was it Kobe Crawford or whatever his name is?
Kofi Coburn.
Yeah, Kofi Coburn. Is he up there?
He's
already?
In there.
Yep.
Well, they've shown that you go up quick then.
Yeah.
The recent ones are Coburn, Dasun Mu. There's a gap between them and D. Brown, Darren Williams, Luther Head.
I like those. Illinois does it really good, really mm-hmm. fast. So.
Yeah, Kendall Gill, Nick Anderson, Kenny Battle, Ken Norman, Bruce Douglas, Derek Harper.
Ooh. Yeah,
there's good names up there.
Yeah, there's great names though. I mean, that Illinois team was the truth.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
The other news that people want us to get to from YouTube is something that maybe you'll go more in depth on in old school. If you are no harm, no foul here. The new backup quarterback edition, the NAIA mm-hmm. guy from the post grad camp. I am in wait and see mode on this one because he's coming from NAIA. Right,
yeah.
That's a big jump. You know, player of the year, national champion, team captain, led in a lot of statistical categories. Interesting get for Nebraska, it doesn't move the needle for me until I see him in action.
It moves the needle a lot more than you probably think. I mean, just the last part of what you just said is the most important.
Talk to me.
Right? Was the best quarterback at his level, national champion, captain, and wants to be here. Right. Obviously, he's not coming from like Alabama or Georgia or some or whatever, Oregon. But he obviously has some arm talent for them to, you know, ask him to be a preferred walk on, which in this day and age, I'm sure with NIL, you're getting your school paid for, or at least getting most of it paid for. And I think it provides a true, mature sounding board and somebody that's willing to play that role. I always talk about David Carr. And he was a great teammate, by the way. One of the coolest dudes ever. And his dad was really cool, too. And
David Carr for you?
Yeah, David Carr down in Houston. Derek Carr used to come in. I used to look at him. I was like, dang, that dude is just as good as his brother. Right? Was
that, but, you probably know, get sacked less.
Because he would come in and do the quarterback drills, and he was a little you know, a little dude. But I was saying, when we cut Kent Graham, that was probably the biggest I knew. I wouldn't say I knew David Carr's career was you know, not going to go the way you'd like it to go as a number one, but I knew that would be a big part. Mm-hmm. Nobody really, when I say Kent Graham, nobody really knows who he is. Well, he's a 10-year veteran. came there from the Giants. By no means any threat to David Carr starting, right? But he had 10 years of NFL experience. How to be a pro, how to study, how to read defenses. A great sounding board for when David comes over to the sideline and Kent could have asked him, what'd you see? Or David, or vice versa, what did you see?
Yeah.
That's gone. Mm-hmm. I think it potentially in this situation, I think it'd be great for Dylan, Heinrich, and Daniel Kalen to have somebody that has some experience. Now, granted, yes, it is a big step up, but so it is from college or from high school.
Right.
It is. It's a bigger step up from high school to here. At least he has some, you know, players. So I like it. Now, you know, is it something? Now, most likely, I'm assuming I'd be, unless something really surprisingly happens, you know, Dylan's going to start. So you want somebody to, you want to surround him with the best possible situation for him to be successful. And he needs somebody to, besides the coaches, to go and really talk to. This guy's been through, look, he's won some games now. I mean, look, being a national champion is a national champion.
Period.
Straight up. I mean, there's a lot of guys that go from that level strict, you know, in basketball to go and playing at Kentucky and all that. And we saw Oakland this year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So don't sleep on it. Listen, throwing the pill is still throwing the pill. Now, it's going to take adjustment to get to use the size and speed and you know, the windows to throw to.
Right.
But if he dives into that playbook and he can be an asset for this team. And also the best part about it is he really wanted to be in Nebraska.
From Lester, Iowa, 6 foot, 190-pound player. Northwestern, where he's coming from, just put out a pretty classy statement as well. I mean, think about it for them. He still had eligibility left.
Yeah.
But it kind of feels like, you know, the day and age where...
He leveled up,
right? Yeah. You kind of feel like a feeder program, but we've talked about coaches at that level. You can be disappointed, not in your guy, but disappointed for you that you're losing, you know, a great player.
Mm.
But also, if you want to continue to attract that level of talent, publicly, you have to put on that brave face. You can't be mad at him for leaving, because otherwise you're not going to get the next guy.
It should be like a proud coach, proud dad, that their child or player is going off to do better things, or potentially, or you've done everything that you've set out to do with him and probably exceeded expectations. I look at it differently. If you're a place or a college that starts to get the reputation for that, soon you're going to be able to quote unquote level up in your staff.
Mm.
Because you know, look, you're known as a developer. Now you might not go from head coaching there to head coaching at a Power Five, but you'll get, you know, maybe a coordinator position, recruiting coordinator position, or some sort of staff position where you can start to move up the ladder if that's something you choose to do. And you will be somewhere, not only here, obviously at Nebraska, but other places that they will come to, or potentially indirectly send kids to develop kids to be ready to go to the next to the next level. So I think it's a good thing. It does hurt said universities more, because look, he's the best player out there, and he was going to be the best player again next year. I do think potentially, or I would like to see some sort of compensation when it goes down to those, because that's a lot. That takes a lot out of a program like that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you thinking
like a couple scholarships worth of money?
Yeah,
like
something, you know, some sort. Like I always quote the European soccer thing, the transfer fee. I just think it's something that you should be. That's just me, but also think that people.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, 6 foot, 190. I was just talking to somebody about this the other day, about their son that's just starting to get some offers. Like, the height is no longer a problem anymore. Mm-hmm. You saw this with Bryce Young going number one.
True.
The reason why? Because they run a majority of the offense go out of the pistol and the shotgun.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a big favor of like a Drake May, Jaden Daniels. You know, I like you be big and strong.
6'4".
Yeah,
six,
I like my, five, I like my, plus. I like a little Jameis. I like you be big and strong right. in there and deliver the pill. But also, if you got somebody that has superior arm talent and timing, that's how you see somebody like Drew Brees able to, you know, carve out a Hall of Fame career. You'll see, you know, Bryce Young be a better player this year. That's how Doug Flutie was able to be successful many decades ago when I saw him when he was Flutie Flakes in Buffalo, because we ran the pistol. Right. And now we called it a shotgun, but it wasn't a full shotgun. He wasn't in a, because what he was able to do is get back into his drops, and he had really good arm strength. But he was a phenomenal athlete. So Doug Flutie is the modern day Tua and all that. He's able to do things off schedule. And that's where he took the league by storm. And then we kind of upped the tempo and stuff like, now you got to have like, well, granted, we had two Hall of Famers, or we had one in Andre Reed. We had Jay Riesma as the tight end. We had Kevin Williams as the old Dallas Cowboy, the slot. And then we had Eric Moles, who should
Little
be in
Kevin Williams, the slot. Okay.
Yeah, Kevin Williams.
Kevin,
yeah.
He's funny. He's funny. Yeah. I like Kevin.
You know, hey, I'm going to tell you a story about Kevin Williams. Here's the funny thing. I don't know what the number of games in a row that you lose in the NBA that you got to have, like, the closed-door meetings. I don't know what it is, Strick. Yeah. But when it happens in the NFL, it's two, especially when you're a
two?
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, Austin, losing one game is like a funeral. It's horrible. Losing two, you're like, uh-oh, okay, maybe three. We were on a little skid, and plus we were a talented team. And we got in there, and everybody, you know, we got to do a little bit more, and we got to, you know, put more in. Bruce said his thing, this, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Thurman said his, and Ruben, you know, Brown got it, you know, everybody. We went out to Seattle, and Cortez Kennedy and Sam Adams broke us off. I mean, ran through us like, you know what. Like, I always say, like, Dookie threw a tin horn. And then we came home and lost the game. So it's like you got the double effect. So it was before the next game. So everybody said their piece, and I was a young dude. And we needed to play more as a team. And somebody kept saying there's no, you know, INT. So Kevin Williams stands up there. And Kevin was 5'9", listed at 185. He was probably pushing 205. Look, but he could still take it to the house. Old Hurricane. And he says, listen, there's no INT. He's like, but there's an ME. It might not be M and E back to back. He's like, there's an M and E in there. You better start handling me. It was the funny, and it broke the ice. Listen, when I tell you, and you know Kevin, that's how he is. Listen, yeah. When I tell you all 58 guys that were on, you know, the five practice squad guys, 53, and the Wade Phillips was dying.
He was rolling?
Oh, face red. Everybody was laughing so hard. And when Kevin stood up, it was like, listen, there's an ME in there. Everybody need to start handling me. You know what I'm saying? He's like, and so, and everybody was like, what did he say? But he stood on business. He's like, there's an ME in team.
That's hilarious.
But then we went on a four-game, you know, winning streak and got into the playoffs.
How many of those meetings did you guys have across your careers?
When I was in Buffalo, we didn't need much. When I went to the Giants, we only needed, because, you know, I got there. I was a hired assassin. I got there about halfway through the season. So they had a lot of injuries, especially at linebacker. And then, you know, we were getting ready to play the playoffs. So it wasn't a closed door meeting. Mm. It's more like, all right, listen, we got to start, you know, we got to go and win this game out in Oakland. It's a long trip. We got to be focused, because we were going to probably win the NFC East because of the, you know, the way it could shake out. We just needed one team to lose. But we were like, listen, we got to handle our business.
Your business.
Right. Yeah. So that wasn't the one like Buffalo. Like the few times that we've had it in Houston, you know, we just didn't have a winning culture. I go back to that where David Carr is, you know, out there just learning on his own. And that wasn't fair to him, along with not having talent around him. When you compare it to Nebraska, at least they've gotten some established receivers early in his career. Corey Bradford was good. We didn't have anybody opposite. Andre Johnson came in, made Corey Bradford better. Then we started to get some pieces around him. And then we, you know, start getting the playoffs. So in Houston, ones were different, because even though we were in our, even in the second year when we got the injury bug, it was different back then, because the coaches and the GMs didn't have to do their job to win. And I hate saying it, because Dom, I think, was doing a job, but there was other factors that were upstairs they weren't really trying to win. So it's totally different. Everybody was still in survival mode. Guys were making business decisions, you know, because they could. Because the salary cap situation in Houston was so unique, because in order to draft somebody in the supplemental draft or the expansion draft, you had to guarantee so many years of their contract. Well, like Tony Boselli was on the payroll. Dude, he practiced five times.
Five whole times?
Five practice. You want another funny story about him? Here's the funny. So he's left tackle. I think he had a bad left shoulder, real bad left shoulder. He had a big old, like, I mean, it was bad, man. I mean, you could tell, but I would tell you what, he didn't miss a meeting. He was a good teammate. He was in the weight room rehabbing and doing, so he's doing everything he could have. So Don was like, I got to get you up out of here. I got to get you out here, not out of here. So they wanted to play him. They put him at right tackle, I'll never forget, during the bye week. And he put in work at right tackle. But this is where I talk about survival mode. Because they were like, okay, we can protect you inside. You got a good right. Like, you got a good right shoulder. So you can take this bull rush out here. And he practiced against it. And I was like, okay, I see why he was caving in some stuff. Well, here's where the survival mode comes in. He knew that his marketability to get in the Hall of Fame and his brand or his whatever he wanted was at left tackle. He didn't want to downgrade himself as a right tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for me, I don't know if I could have done that. You know what I mean? I would have given my body to play.
Right.
But that's the situation. So this Houston was way different. But then when you started to like mix in like the older veterans like myself with Andre, because Andre came in wanting to win, it forced everybody upstairs to
step
do
up.
That. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we couldn't have, if the quarterback was older, Patrick Mahomes going upstairs, it would have made some more noise. But David was just a rookie, a great teammate. Got the short end of the stick at Houston, though.
Yeah.
He did. Man. I mean, because when they started to upgrade the talent, they were like, all right, now you need to start playing. But what was it? Hey, man, he got PTSD.
Right.
He even got sacked 82 times in his first year. What do you expect?
Right.
That's five times a game.
Yeah, and that's not even the hits.
No, they used to be able to smoke you back then, too.
Right, but that's the stat book stats, or sacks, 82 times.
That's not the knockdowns.
That's not even the hits. That's not even the ones, because Dave is athletic. He could get to the, you know, he started getting back to the line of scrimmage to save the sack, but by that time, it was too late.
Mm.
Shrieky, who's behind you?
Uncle Kevy.
He's here?
Yeah.
You know what that means?
Thirsty Thursday.
Strick's popping. Yeah. Let's get it going.
Look at him.
For Strick, I'm Austin. Don't go anywhere. Old school kicks off next. Bump, we'll still be in the building. True. Don't do it.
Boo.
UPS and FedEx.
UPS and FedEx only. Fins of the program.
That's where we go. We go to Thirsty Thursday next. Thanks for tuning in to On the Block. We'll be back with you tomorrow at 2.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.